From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, January 31st, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Stewart Shops hopes to expand and modernize its 45-year-old store on Fairview Avenue in Hudson. The Ballston Spa-based convenience store chain plans to expand the store by more than 1,300 square feet, improve walkways, and modernize the building's exterior. The Stewart's plan, however, would require a change to the city's zoning law. Chuck Marshall, land development permitting coordinator for Stewart Shops Corporation, said, and I quote, "We don't want to build something that is out of scale in the neighborhood. We just can't improve on what's there any further," end quote. If approved, the plan would include the demolition of two nearby apartment buildings, Marshall said. Stewart's presented an earlier store renovation plan to the Common Council Legal Committee in March of 2017 and the Economic Development Committee in July of 2017, and then submitted a request for zoning amendment without a formal application. The application is now before the Economic Development Committee. The committee will continue its review of the proposal and decide on next steps in February. The Common Council Economic Development Committee will next meet at 6 p.m. on February 22nd at City Hall, 520 Warren Street. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jeanette Wolfberg provides a summary of Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell's State of the County address in the Columbia paper. In his January 2nd speech, Murrell outlined the projects on the county's to-do list for 2018, including exploring the idea of a shared jail with Greene County, further work to combat the opioid crisis, and correcting the sewer issues at the county's Commerce Park in West Ghent. Murrell also warned about the increased challenge of developing a balanced budget. He said, and I quote, "The county needs to take a hard look at structural changes," end quote. Among the county's 2017 accomplishments, an upgrade in the county's status by the credit rating service Moody's, the purchase of land and a building to create an emergency training center, and paving roads, repairing bridges, and dealing with, and I quote, "significant landslides," end quote, in Greenport. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kimball reports for the Daily Freeman that Ulster County legislator James Maloney said a proposed public authority that would oversee solid waste matters in Greene, Sullivan, and Ulster counties will need to focus on disposal options, but no specific plan has been discussed. Maloney attended the January 24th closed-door meeting about forming the authority, which would be known as GUS. Maloney said, and I quote, "just a variety of potential solutions. They talked about everything," end quote. He said conversations about specific disposal systems were brief, but clearly were of concern to some of the people in attendance. Ulster County Resource Recovery Agency Board Chairman Fred Wanola supports the creation of a multi-county public authority. He said disposal options will be discussed by each of the three counties' legislatures as the prospect of creating GUS moves ahead. Ulster County Legislature Chairman Ken Ronk said he believes, and I quote, "it's a great possibility," end quote, that solid waste disposal might someday be handled on a three-county basis. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW-FM, The Cat. The number of flu cases being reported are up locally, and the region's hospitals, including Columbia Memorial Health in Columbia and Greene counties, have increased preventive measures. At Columbia Memorial, the number of visitors in a patient room are now restricted to two at a time. Children under the age of 12 and anyone with flu-like symptoms are now not permitted to be in the hospital. Williams said the number of cases of flu reported increased by 54% last week. And for our final story, Rick Carlin is reporting that State Police Superintendent George Beach told lawmakers during a budget hearing in Albany on January 30th that the new state requirement for handgun license recertification is linked to New York's driver's license. Under questioning by Republican Senator Kathy Young, Beach said that anyone who goes online to recertify has to log in with their driver's license or non-driver ID. The 2013 SAFE Act mandates that handgun licenses be renewed every 5 years. That means those who registered before passage of the law in early 2013 have to register by the end of January. Beach said that roughly 70% of the 277,000 of those who should be registered had done so by Tuesday, the day before the deadline. Beach did concede that there are bottlenecks at the county level where much of the updating starts since, and I quote, there are many records that are kept on paper, end quote. County clerks have warned that the deadline would be hard to meet and concerns that counties will be unable to meet the deadlines continue. The state police have indicated they will not penalize anyone who misses the date. And you can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 31 degrees. For Wednesday night, it will be cloudy with a low around 25. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, a slight chance of rain and snow showers between 10 a.m. and noon. Then a chance of rain. It will be cloudy with a high near 43 degrees. On Thursday night, a chance of rain showers before 11 p.m. Then a chance of rain and snow combined, turning into snow showers after 1 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 23. And on Friday, a slight chance of snow showers, partly sunny with a high near 24 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 10 degrees. The sun rose this morning at 7:10 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:07 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 31st and last day of January 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.